Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the attributes of an intelligent person. The Holy Prophet Muhammad says the following: the attribute of a man of intellect is that he is clement towards one who behaves rashly with him. So if somebody behaves rashly or angrily or in a violent manner with a person, an intelligent person is one who acts kindly to him. Overlooks the fault of one who wrongs him. If somebody wrongs this person, the intelligent man will forgive him. Is humble even towards one who is lower than him in rank. For example, let's say there's a child who is lower than you socially, or even let's say that it's a poor person who is socially lower than a person, it's good to be humble towards him. Tries to get ahead of those above him in his quest for good, meaning he tries to surpass other people, but only with the intention of, propagating goodness in the world. Whenever he wishes to speak, he contemplates. If what he wants to say is good, he says it, and benefits as a result. And if it is bad, then he keeps quiet and remains safe as a result. Right? So, thinking before we speak, this is another sign of the intelligent person. When a temptation arises before him, he holds fast to Allah and guards his hand and his tongue. Meaning, let's say that he feels tempted, to do something bad, to do an evil, to commit a sin, right? First thing he does is he takes refuge in Allah and he guards his hand and his tongue, meaning he prevents himself, he controls himself and prevents himself from doing the evil deed. If he sees virtue in it, he seizes it. Meaning if he sees that something is good, he will immediately try to perform the deed, neither losing his modesty thereat, nor displaying any greed. He doesn't feel that, if there's a good deed that can be done, but it requires, humbling ourselves before others, right? He doesn't feel that he's losing, anything by doing so. These are, in the end of this hadith, the Holy Prophet said the following: these are 10 qualities by which a man of intellect may be known. Right? A smart person, an aqil, as we say in Arabic, possesses these 10 qualities. Some of these qualities, as you saw, were related to the relation of this intelligent person with others, right? Some of them were, personal qualities that have nothing to do with others, right? But this person, these are the qualities that an intelligent person may have, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.